All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line. I've got differing views with CJ and Tom from LA. And we'll try it again. You guys just, you know, we got to make sure that we give one another an opportunity to talk. And so we won't have, you know, two guys talking at the same time, and then I have to cut it off. But go ahead, I think, CJ. Make your point.
Well, thanks, Earl. Thanks, Earl, for doing this. And, Tom, thank you for doing this. I believe we all want a safe, prosperous country. We want to get there in different ways. Again, I've never called, said I want Trump to rerun in 2024. This is all about stopping him from being able to run. But I love his policies that gave us the greatest economy. We didn't have other countries invading other countries like we do now. And I believe that was caused by this weak president.
But CJ.
Trump did not want out of NATO. He wanted countries to pay their fair share. Finally, he got countries to pay 2% of their GDP. And thank you, Donald Trump, for that. We didn't have countries invading other countries. We didn't surrender Afghanistan. He wanted to go to zero, but he listened to his military advisors, and he didn't go to zero. Like Obama or like Biden did haphazardly, and he even lied about his own military advisors giving him advice not to go to zero. They wrote a report.
Okay,
that
okay, listen. That's enough. That's enough. You said a mouthful. You said a mouthful. Let's let Tom respond.
CJ, I just don't understand how it is. First off, can I just ask you a question, CJ? What do you do for a living?
I'm semi-retired.
Okay. So you're getting Social Security?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
No.
And I'm going to ask you another question, and there's a reason for my questions. But how much do you make a year?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Well, it is in a way. Because
no, Tom,
Donald Trump gave tax cuts to the top percentile of people. I'm trying to find out.
Well, he's not in that percentile. So,
well, okay. No, I'm not in that percentile.
So what I'm saying is that you guys, okay. So what I'm saying though is you guys complain about taxes. You guys complain about gas. You guys complain about these different things, but yet you guys go and give money to a grifter that basically who just lied to you and is using that money for his own personal use. How does that make you feel?
Again, Tom, I believe in these policies. We got a governor.
The policies, though,
right
you're not
now.
Talking about policies. You're talking about things
That's what I'm going to vote on, is people, their beliefs and their policies. I don't believe
What do you believe in, CJ? That's the question I'm asking. What do you believe in?
I believe in a legal immigration policy. Build the wall, let them in, yes. But it's got to be done legally, not the way this party's doing it, not the way this party is proudly doing it. They pick and choose what laws want to be enforced. We've got people protesting outside of Supreme Court justice. That's against the law. We've had a judge murdered in Wisconsin. We've had now an assassination attempt on Kavanaugh, and your party, Schumer, rooted it on. You want to hear about insurrection?
Oh,
listen to him.
Okay. I don't know how much more of this I can take. Okay.
Well, all I got to say, Earl, is this. All I got to say is this. I really, really feel bad for these guys. CJ, you really seem like a real genuine person. I'm originally from Wisconsin as well. I grew up in a family of educators. And I just want to say I really do feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you because you vote against your best interest.
I feel sorry for you because you're giving money to a huckster. You complain about taxes and you complain about gas, but yet you're giving this money to a huckster to just take your money and spend. I don't get it. You really have not.
I believe in laws to be enforced, Tom.
I understand, but you've
I'm
already.
Sorry for you.
Okay, let me speak, CJ. Please let me speak. I heard you. So basically, all of the things that you're saying, honestly, I've heard all of these same exact things through propaganda on right-wing sites and TV. I've never heard you come up with, like, an actual policy that would affect you or a policy that's going to affect your kids or grandkids and a policy, like, I'll tell you what I believe in.
So
I believe that the middle class, I believe in FDR. I'm an FDR Democrat. I believe in hard work. I believe that if employers, I don't believe in privatizing everything under the sun. I believe that we, the people, are the government. I believe that we should, can we agree on one thing, CJ, before we end this call, before Earl ends it? Can we agree that we need to get money out of politics?
That depends on how you say get rid of money out of politics.
Okay, guys, thanks. Thanks very much.
Earl, I want to know this one question, just to see if we can have agreement. CJ, do you believe that we need to get money out of politics? Does that means that
Tom,
can give politics
money? You asked him, he hesitated. If he agreed with you, he would have responded immediately. Thank both of you. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
You know,
Earl, thank you.
You know the truth of the matter is it just goes to show where the nation is. And anybody who thinks that this nation is somehow going to come back together, I think is in trouble. We are so divided, and people on the right will go down with the ship. They don't care about any of the other things. They just totally believe in the ideology of conservatism, even though the guy and many of the people who act as if they're conservatives are not that. And so their minds are so wrapped up in this. And they've been so brainwashed, I shouldn't say brainwashed. Maybe some of them just really this is what they believe, right? I mean, clearly CJ is a guy who really does believe that foolishness. I mean, you know, it's simplistic. Well, we believe in build that wall. Well, that's kind of simplistic, isn't it? I mean, you can't be any more, you know, reasonable than to just think that the answer to these things are building walls. You know, that's not the answer. The answer is our policies that in what we've done over the last 50 years in Central America to create the environment where people leave. You got to be able to read and understand those things on your own, CJ, separate from just somebody hollering, build a wall. It's easy to find out why. You know, computers, man, just go on a site, look it up, you know, type in why. What's going on in Central America? And at the root of all of it, you'll see our government's involvement over the last 70 years is at the root of what is taking place and why those people are moving. Because we've made decisions based on what's important for us and not for those people. Well, if you were able to do that, then you would know that the answer is not just as simple as build a wall. But, you know, same thing Tom was saying to you about what happens with these pipelines and the impact that they have environmentally on people's lives and on the future. If you don't know that, then look it up, man. You know, don't just say what you hear other people saying. Well, we need to become more fuel efficient. Okay. You know, build more wells. We need more wells. We need more fracking. Well, if you read the impact that fracking causes, then you'll realize that, hey, that may help you and me today in the latter years of our lives and make gas cheaper or oil cheaper. But what does it say for the future after we're gone? You don't see that. You and others like you don't see that. And not only do you not see it, you don't care. You guys on the right, you don't care whether the children who come after us will be able to have a cleaner and more richer life. That's the separation between you guys on the right and the people on the left. The people on the left read this and study it, and they know what the outcome eventually is going to be. And so they try to get you and others of your ilk to understand that. But you can't make people who don't read for themselves, you can't make them understand that. It is easy to say, I agree with what somebody else says. Doesn't take any aptitude. Well, I like his policies. Okay. His policies weren't based on anything for the longevity of the society. All short term. So that's why it's easy to say I agree with his policies and what he's done. Look, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. That's the number. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.